Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time it is out there for everyone. I'm Corey Lowe. I'm from Chicago. Let's begin. If my people, who are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear them from heaven and I will heal their land. That's 2 Chronicles 7 and 14. That's an Old Testament scripture. The Bible also says that God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So what he said about his people thousands of years ago, it still applies to today. Welcome to the Guard Your Heart podcast, where today we are going to be focusing on God's people today, the church, also known as the body of Christ, for we are all supposed to be one faith, one family, believing in one God, one Lord Jesus Christ, and one Holy Spirit. Just some quick history in the book of Acts, chapter 11, you get the first mention of the word Christian. And a Christian is simply a follower of Jesus Christ. You believe that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. You dedicate your life to Christ. You believe and you follow his teachings. And you live your life held accountable to Jesus Christ, to God the Father, led by the Holy Spirit. Today it's become so diverse in that we have so many different denominations: apostolic, Pentecostal, Catholic, Orthodox, Methodist, and the list goes on. Me personally, if you guys are wondering, I am simply a non-denominated Christian. I don't need to give myself a title before the word Christian. I am not judging those who do. I just believe in Christ. I believe in his word, and I like to keep it that simple. And yes, I do believe that the Bible, the 66 books, that those are inspired by God, written by man, and that that is his word. So if you ever ask me about books that are not within the 66 books of the Bible, then I will simply tell you those are not inspired by God. I don't believe those. Anyway, I just want to lay down that quick history. Now, throughout the evolution of the church, there's been both good times and bad. The church has been used to bring healing, awareness, freedom. But at the same time, it's been used to push certain agendas, restrictions, dominate certain groups of people, even to an extent kill certain groups of people, all in the name of this faith, proclaiming to be the right way. As we study history, we know there have been multiple occasions where there's been flat-out corruption and deception in the church, and how that's been used to hinder what Jesus intended to be the preachers of the gospel, the body of Christ. Humans are flawed and imperfect, sadly, yes. And as you all know, just because you claim to be something doesn't mean you actually live up to what that claim is supposed to mean. So it's important that we can look back and say, yes, there have been mistakes, a lot of mistakes. Yes, there have been a lot of flaws and problems. But that doesn't mean that the faith is wrong. It just means that wrong people have been associated with the faith, unfortunately. And even in today's world, there are so many scandals. If you watch the news, if you read online, you'll see scandals, incidents, corruptions that should have no association with the church. But sadly, it does. And we ask ourselves, how can something so originally supposed to be so beautiful and precious and loving and giving have such bad credibility so often? How can there be so much corruption and so much perversion in the church? If I don't believe in God and you claim to believe in God and there's no difference between us, why should I believe in God? That's a fair and legitimate question, which we will get into today. Now, I've personally grown up in the church my whole life. I've seen both sides. I've seen what it really should be like and what it shouldn't be. And by the way, for the record, my standard isn't my own personal standard. My standard for the church is defined as by the word of God. As I tell you guys, I always try to look at things from the Bible perspective and how things should be as God said it should be, not from what I think it should be. So I have seen strong leaders, pastors, lead their flock accordingly and be good examples and good representations of Christ And I've seen churches grow and be prosperous. And I don't mean money-wise. I don't mean financially. I mean prosperous as in adding new souls, changing lives, adding new believers, miracles, signs, and wonders. There are plenty of rich churches out there that have a ton of people, but there's no progress, there's no growth. People are still poor in spirit, poor financially. They're still poor mentally. They don't know anything about God, and they go through the motions of their daily life for years. There are plenty of institutions like that, but that's not what I'm talking about. What makes our faith so special, and what makes this faith the one true faith, is that we are supposed to be able to back it up. And we can back it up, everything that we tell you. What do I mean by that? I mean God will give evidence. He will prove what he says. From the beginning of the book of Genesis to the very end of the book of Revelation, God does not say anything without backing it up immediately. If you've ever heard the story of how the earth was created in 7 days, you know God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. He said, "Let us make man in our own image," and then he made man. He said, "Let there be creatures in the air, under the sea," and there were creatures in the air and under the sea. It's written this way so that we can understand immediately that God will not say anything without backing it up. And flash forward to present today, that method does not change. Jesus said, "Those who believe, these signs shall follow. They will speak in tongues. They will cast out devils. They will lay hands on the sick and they will be healed." Not once does he ever say only the most elite Christian is supposed to be able to do these things. No, he just said those that believe. That's how it's translated. If it was meant to be translated a different way, it would be translated a different way. But that is what he said. So then what does that mean? That means when we go into a place that is called a Christian church, this should be a common expectation. We don't see this enough, or sometimes even at all, in our entire lives because of the faith level of those who claim to represent the faith. We just don't believe. We don't believe that speaking in tongues. We don't believe that healing. We don't believe that prophesying, things like that, are even relevant to today. I don't know how that lie got spread, but it's out there and it permeates a lot of the church. Somehow the faith has been divvied up and divided in so many different ways and so many different ideologies and doctrines so that we're saying things that are not biblical and we teach hundreds upon thousands of people. And a researcher's out there online saying, "Oh, this is what it really is." And it doesn't even line up with what the Bible says anymore. God didn't change. God did not say, "I don't want to heal people anymore. I don't want to set people free anymore. I don't want to show my love upon people anymore. I don't want to bless people anymore." God didn't say that. As I said in my previous episode, Jesus came that we may have life and life more abundantly. It's really hard to live a happy, good life if you're sick. Being sick sucks. You lose the ability to eat. You don't have a desire to eat, to enjoy food at that time. You don't have a desire to drink certain liquids. You don't want juice or anything like that. You want water, maybe Gatorade, maybe ginger ale. And you're laying down for the whole day. You're not active. You're just resting. And this is just off of a common cold or a headache or a fever. So imagine for the more severe sicknesses and the more severe diseases out there. Like, it's not a good feeling. And so you expect me to believe that God said it's okay for those people to be sick. It's okay for those people to not be healed. No, he didn't say that. So why aren't we seeing more of that in the church? Why aren't we seeing more people being healed? Simple. We just aren't seeing the faith needed to demonstrate those miracles, to demonstrate those gifts. Somehow we've managed to pull off the impossible and begin to take the Christ out of Christianity. And so the church is looked at as a joke, we're underdeveloped, and we're not making the impact, nor living the lives ourselves that we should be. The church is supposed to be the one community where everyone from all different walks of life can come together, believing in the same God, the same Lord, the same Holy Spirit, and the same Bible. We're supposed to be in harmony and be brothers and sisters together in the faith. We're a part of one body and we need each other. But somehow that's become distorted. We've brought in our own prejudice, our own misbeliefs, our own misunderstandings, our negative experiences, and other damaging qualities to this amazing faith. And it started from within, and it spread out through the rest of the world, and the rest of the world is watching and trying to understand why they should listen to us when we don't even seem to listen to each other, or better yet, when we don't even listen to God, the one we claim to believe in, and His Word. There needs to be a lot more accountability in the church, and there needs to be a return and an increase of the power and the love of the Holy Spirit and the love of God upon the church, working through the church to those outside of the church. And I am praying that that return will come. But as always, thank you all for listening. Please share the podcast and remember to please send me your prayer request. And as always, let's end in prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, I just pray, Lord God, that you bless every one of my listeners, Father, that this week, Father, they would have an encounter with you unlike ever before, Lord God, that they would see something new in you, Father, and be inspired, Lord God, to continue to go and grow even further within you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. I just pray, Lord God, for a return and an increase of your love and your power within the church, Father, in the name of Jesus, and that the world would see the church shine like never before, displaying your love and working in your miracles, signs, and wonders like never before, Lord God, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Thank you all for listening.